Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty good. It's a happy Friday. We just can't pick a day of the week.
No, we can't. I mean, you know, we have these terrible things that have conflicts, mm-hmm. You know, like work and school.
Darn work and school.
I know. If we didn't have to make money or get better education, why would we? We could just
I
do it every
know.
Day. We could have a daily show instead of a weekly.
Right? I mean, that's the goal.
The people
one
are
day.
Demanding more.
I know.
But right now, we can just give them one day.
Yeah.
A special hello to all of our social media viewers. So on Periscope, Twitter,
Periscope, hello.
Facebook Live,
Facebook.
Greetings. Casey and I were talking last week, Landon,
yep.
And we're glad to have Landon Jones on the show. Landon, welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, good.
So Landon,
good.
He was one of the early guests on the show.
One of the first.
And we had, but you did all the phones. This is your first time in studio,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're actually with us this time.
Correct. So last week, me and Casey talked about how it was really, for us, it felt more like a very mundane, boring kind of show. But in reality, because it was the first time we really tried the Facebook Live, Twitter Live experience, we probably had our biggest audience ever. Wouldn't you think, Casey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because like you said, you walked in and your dad was watching on the Facebook,
yeah,
the
no,
Facebook
I know.
Live
people
feed.
Are watching us now. It's
yeah.
like makes me like less confident.
It's true, yeah.
Because people have told me that I have a radio face.
Oh, well, yes. You have a face, you have a face
so,
for radio, right?
Yeah, face for the radio.
I understand. But luckily you have a golden voice, so that's all that matters.
Oh, is that? Is,
yeah, you
is
have a
golden
voice. You do.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can share my
yes.
golden voice.
And so Len is joining us. We may have one or two other people join us all on the way, and we'll do 5 random questions with them. So we're so glad that our social media friends have joined us. Landon, the goal, you know, of course, now me and Casey
mm-hmm.
are now radio professionals.
Yes, we're experienced.
Yes,
we're on top.
So maybe we should give you a little knowledge here. You're supposed to act like the viewers aren't even there.
Apparently, even
yeah.
though we've waved to them like twice.
Yeah, that's true. You're not supposed to just stare at them because that's not professional. But we're not really professional.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, do we define ourselves as professional?
Mm.
Especially not Landon, but us.
He's kind of bringing us down, so I guess if he's in here, we can still wave and
it's
say hello.
It's good that he's away from the mic.
It's so. True. It's true. But
this time, it's
yeah.
okay.
Well, how about a little housekeeping note
yes.
to start off? This is a very exciting episode. Besides it being number 20, we are officially sponsored.
We are sponsored.
We are sponsored. For our viewers,
this is where we shouldn't ignore the viewers.
Yes, for our viewers, you can see that Casey and I are sponsored. Our apparel is sponsored by Conquer Lifestyle.
Conquer Lifestyle. These were given to us by Hunter Champion.
Yes, he is the owner.
He's the owner
of Conquer
Lifestyle. He posts every day on his Instagram. I know he's always coming out with like new merch as well.
Yeah, because you know, like for instance, Conclave, we
mm-hmm.
have T-shirts. We have,
finally.
Finally,
yeah.
We have some T-shirts, right? And we have T-shirts, but Conquer is a clothing line. Oh, did you really?
Yeah. You have designed this one?
You did a very good job.
It's my favorite design, actually. So, good job.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good job.
But Conquer is a clothing line. So, I mean, they've
mm-hmm.
got everything for, you know, a new season comes out, and he's got the new T-shirts that are
yeah.
chilly, and he's got the hoodies. And so,
mm-hmm.
you want to check out Conquer and see what all they have to offer everybody. So, you can go to their Instagram page, which is Conquer_lifestyle. Or you can go to their website, which is conquerlifestyle.com.
Yep.
So we love the sponsorship by Conquer Lifestyle.
Ooh.
And, of course, if you have a business and you'd like to be a sponsor of Conclave Radio, you just let us know. You can send us an email to conclavemetro yeah. @gmail.com. How about that?
Yeah.
Had to think about it.
We will,
a lot
take,
of
we will take any sponsors. We'll give you a shout out. We'll wear a shirt.
We
if
sure
you give
will.
It to us.
We were gonna wear our Conclave Radio T-shirts
yeah,
to show them off, but
yeah.
the sponsor kicked in.
Mm-hmm. That'll be next week.
That'll be next week. Yeah. I don't know. We may have to wear these every week. We got to keep the plug going.
I'll wear
Hunter.
Both. I'll change during the show.
Oh, like
know?
a mid show change.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works.
Jump off screen, come back with something that says Conclave Radio.
Works for me. Works for me. How's your week been?
It's been pretty interesting. It's a Friday, which is weird, because the last show was on a Monday, I'm pretty sure.
It seems forever since we broadcasted last.
Almost 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So Wednesday, then Monday, then Friday. So we're all over the table. But hey, we're still going one a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're meeting our goal. 20, one a week. This is episode 20. The sky's the limit.
This
for Conclave Radio.
Yeah, for Conclave Radio, we can go past this guy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're already international.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
hello, Norwegian listener.
Alaskan listener.
Hello, our Asian listeners.
Yes.
We are so glad that you are all joining us, as always, on Conclave Radio.
Do you remember what the Norwegian word for hi was that Chase told us? Because I keep forgetting.
Chase. I don't know if he's listening live or not. He probably is on Periscope. And, Chase, we really need that knowledge.
It's okay because technology has come in and hey.
Yeah. Well,
look at Landon with the ideas. He's a valuable part to the team.
What a great asset you are there, Landon. So it's been a great week.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we're all pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we look ahead, let us always look back, and let's talk about our past Sunday night at Conclave. Awesome week. What is it? What is the?
Apparently, it just says
hello.
Hello.
is that what did Chase say? Hello.
I
feel like it was something else.
I don't know. Or was it not Norwegian?
Hello.
Hello. That's how you say it. Okay.
It was quite impressive when it just flowed off his tongue that random night on the radio.
Apparently, yeah.
But so this past Sunday night was amazing. Pastor Jason Browning and
mm-hmm.
Jennifer came and visited us, and Ansley and,
mm-hmm.
and Ava. Ansley, she has now named herself. I'm not sure if you just saw this on social media, but she has named herself the official little sister of Conclave.
The official little sister.
Yeah,
that's
the
great.
Official
wow.
little sister of Conclave.
That's
so,
okay. I mean, that just means Conclave is growing.
Well, that means that she's a junior, and before
junior.
Long we will have our claws all in her.
Conclave junior?
Yes. And she is a Conclave junior.
Like,
yes.
Like Disney
yeah,
junior.
Exactly.
We'll start like a little kids ministry, and we're just going to change the name of the church. It's going to be Conclave.
Yeah.
Church of
maybe
God.
We, yeah, Church of God. So maybe we should talk to Miss Kelly about changing the kids ministry
wow.
to, instead of Metro Kids Ministry, to just Conclave Junior.
Conclave
Junior.
You know I would have so much fun with this.
Yeah.
If I could, because for those of you who don't know, I always work the media for the kids on Sundays, and if that happened to turn into Conclave, I mean, I would love it.
Scott could wear a Conclave shirt.
I could wear my Conclave shirt all the time.
But Scott could actually have a little Conclave T-shirt.
I think that's a perfect idea.
It would be
just
amazing.
Just put it on every puppet.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Scott and Oscar would be amazing in their Conclave attire.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, we are digressing. Of course, we always digress. But what'd you guys think? Landon as well.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about Pastor Jason coming and speaking to us? We had a great crowd, great food. Darren and Bridget Jarvis provided the food for us. We had great worship. What did you guys think about the night overall?
I really did like. I thought it was amazing. It was. He's really good at short lessons, but that's good. And
mm-hmm.
His story went really well. It was. I wasn't expecting just like a story.
Yeah.
But about the three heroes along the bridge and how differently each one acted, which like changed the course
mm-hmm.
of what they were supposed to do. And I think it translated really well to who Christians or what Christians should act like and who they should be and stuff.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like it's one thing to see your lead pastor on a Sunday morning in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a completely other type of situation when it's like a Sunday night in front of a small group. It's real relaxed.
Right.
But for him, there's like no change. And that's what's so great about that.
Yeah.
Like he preaches the same and in the platform on Sunday morning as he does like on Sunday nights, just in front of about 20 people. And that's what's so inspiring about him, is that it's like he doesn't change from one platform to the other. He stays the same. And he's confident in what he knows and what he does. And being like a person that that is in ministry and that wants to pursue more in ministry, it's definitely something that I look up to. And I'm great to have him at our church.
Oh, for sure.
It was, he kind of told, I didn't know what he was going to talk about, but he kind of told me, he said, you know, I'm going to do a story, and then we're going to talk about it for a minute, and then we're going to pray for each other, you know? And so, but he just gets up, and it's, I mean, it was just, it was very captivating. I kind of looked around the room, and I was able to kind of people watch a little bit, and people were really, just really engaged what he was talking about, and he had different people come up and hold the signs, and I thought that was really good. I just thought it was just a very, you know, it's kind of like endorsements. Like, let's say that Landon's running for office, right? So Landon is running for mayor.
Oh, no.
Mayor of
Landon for president.
Yes. Or how about the mayor of Chelsea?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm coming for Pickle Simer.
Okay. So Landon's running for mayor of Chelsea. And let's say that the mayor of Hoover comes out and endorses Landon. Well, that's a big deal, right? Now, it's a big deal, like, if we endorse him, because we're Conclave Radio.
I mean, then he's obviously going to.
Right. But it carries a lot more weight when the mayor of another city endorses you. I think it's kind of like this, like, you know, people of our church have been so supportive about Conclave and what's going on. Mm-hmm. People have been so excited about it. And they had to sit on the first couple rows during service on Sunday morning. But when your pastor comes and is like, man, you know, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, I want you guys engaged in the service, and I want you helping out. Yeah. And it spoke more about that than anything that he did that you even talked about.
Like asking us to help out at the church, which is like, I thought it was amazing.
Yes.
Because that just shows like how much Conclave means and how big it's become and how involved that we can be in the church.
Yeah. It wasn't just, okay, you know, whatever, you know, we're glad this cute little thing that y'all are doing, you know, but it was a big deal, you know, and he, that was the way it kind of came off, and we had new Conclavians there. We had like three or four new people there, which was wonderful as always, and his message was great. So it was just a very encouraging night. I was talking to somebody afterwards, and they told me, I'm still on the high from Sunday night. And this was like the next day, I think, and they said, I'm still on the high from Sunday night. And it was just wonderful. Two thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
Yes. Or six thumbs up. We could give six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, six thumbs up. All right. So we talked about that, and we got some. Now, talking about, we can go ahead and start looking ahead, because I've got a couple little gems of information that you two do not know about.
What?
I know. Pretty big info.
You have information I don't know?
I know.
Why, Clint?
It's been hard.
We're supposed to tell each other everything.
You've been holding out on us.
Well, here's the deal. It's more fun if I tell it to you on the show, because then I get the natural reaction.
I guess that's
okay.
True.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to deliver these gold gems, these nuggets, without anyone else, without just being the two of us or the three of us.
Okay.
Does that make sense? All right. So this Sunday night, we're going to preview a little bit at the back end. So I'm not going to talk much about me. But we have to endure me this Sunday night. Okay, which is fine and all. All right, but the next Sunday night, which is March the 11th, we have a speaker. She was scheduled to be in our Friends of Conclave series, but we had to bump her out. Haley Houston is going to be our speaker, so we're very excited. So that came hot off the presses from yesterday.
That'd be
great. She agreed. Mm-hmm. So we're glad to have Haley, and hopefully the fam will come join us on that Sunday night. So that's the 11th.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Now, on April the 15th, which is also tax day, but it's also a Sunday night, we have another guest speaker, which is an interesting date because that's the last Sunday before our impending beach trip the following Friday.
I'm getting more excited every week.
Yes, yes.
I bought my one piece.
Oh, you bought your one piece? Okay,
I bought my jorts.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I wish you had brought them so we could have seen your
jorts. Well, I guess I didn't think about it.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Okay.
Or maybe the week of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So the last Sunday night before our beach trip, we have a special speaker. And we kind of joked with her about it at Conclave this past Sunday night. She reached out to us. Jennifer Brown.
Yes. Yay!
Yes.
Very good as well.
Yeah. So she reached out to Lisa, and Lisa said, I'm talking with Jennifer right now, and we're setting up a date. And
Nothing like a little peer pressure.
Yep, I know. I know. So I think she, I don't want to spoil too much, but I think she feels really led to come and speak to us.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear her speak.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some lots of good promotion for next for Haley coming and for Jennifer coming.
I love when more people come and talk. I mean, I love when you talk.
No offense taken.
No, I know.
Taken.
You're
it's nice to have a fresh voice. It's nice to have a fresh voice.
Like hearing the fresh voices of like Metropolitan just come in and talk.
It's great.
Yeah.
I agree. No, I totally agree. All right. So I don't know where our friends are. We're supposed to have friends,
but I guess. We're lonelier than we thought.
Let's peel back the curtain for a minute.
I guess I'm not a good enough friend.
You're good enough.
You're amazing. You're more than good enough.
I'm joking.
But I just wish some friends would be friends.
Well, so here's what really happened. Well, scheduled this week was supposed to have been Pastor Jason.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you want to get the spill there.
Okay. Well, this week was supposed to be Pastor Jason was supposed to come and talk about what he preached to us this past Sunday, but with the busy week and the work and the school and his schedule, it ended up on a Friday, first of all. Second of all, we just couldn't find a time for
your schedule was terrible, Casey.
My schedule was terrible, but I cannot blame myself. Anyway, I think we're going to look into
he's coming back next week.
Next week for
yes.
sure.
So we decided, hey, let's bring over some people. Speaking of, we need to put on, Landon, if you will go on the GroupMe,
mm-hmm.
we have someone that wants to call in. If you'll put on the GroupMe and you will put in this telephone number.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're mm-hmm. or if you're watching, you can call in.
Yes, if you're watching live, you
give them
can
that number
call
there,
us,
Casey.
You can call us at 347-826-7088. And I'm going to repeat it because that's what people do on the radio.
Exactly.
347-826-7088. Please call us because our friends didn't show up.
I know. We had a friend who said he was going to be here at 3:15. It's 3:16. That is terrible.
Yeah.
He's already a minute late.
He's just going to suffer the consequences this Sunday.
Or if he gets here late, we're going to really blast him with five really good random questions because we could ask him some really good random questions if you know what I'm saying.
I save them up.
Yeah. So, but I think we have someone calling
in.
Wow,
we have a caller.
We have a caller.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go live to that person now and let's greet them. Caller.
Hello, caller.
Please identify yourself.
What's up, you guys?
Who is this? I just heard, what's up, you guys?
It's Emily.
Emily Harwell! So Emily Harwell is calling live. Now, we haven't got so technologically advanced where our viewers can listen. So this will be a little strange, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
Emily, how are things in Nashville, Tennessee today?
You know, it is bright and sunny, and I went on a run, and it's, like, kind of cold in the shade, so that wasn't helpful, but, like, it feels so good outside.
All right. It is sunnier. It's sunnier over here, too. I know we're southern, but we're more
south. You know, it's
south,
sunny in Philadelphia, too.
It is
always
beautiful.
Sunny in Philadelphia.
It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is. I just felt really good. I felt good if I had shorts on or a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's that good in between. Emily, just so you know, I think you're also watching on Facebook Live, so I guess you already know this. We are also talking, joining the studio by none other than Cole Hughes. Cole, welcome.
Hello, Cole.
Woo-hoo! What's up, Cole?
3 minutes later than you said.
Yep.
Blame the red lights, man.
Blame the red
light,
he said. Now, Cole, you have to eat the mic. You have to. Oh, I don't know if you heard, but Emily just joined.
And
would you
have
to
listen very carefully.
That's right. Would you like to say hello to Emily?
Hello.
Hey, Cole.
Good. He said hello.
Isn't this nice and awkward? So, Cole is also sporting the Conclave Radio long sleeve T-shirt.
If you
want
to show off,
show the people. Show
the people.
That's what I'm talking about. Very impressive. Very impressive.
Looking
Cole,
good.
So Emily, before we dive into maybe some random questions with our main man Cole here. Oh, our Periscope stopped.
Yeah.
Because
it is.
Casey really messed up there. I'm just kidding. We're going back live.
I didn't.
Emily, tell us, saw us on GroupMe. saw this, or maybe if you're on Facebook, you saw us. We saw something pretty cool happen to you over the last couple of days. Why don't you go over that with us and share with the Conclave Radio audience?
Well, I got rebaptized on Wednesday, and it was definitely one of the best decisions I could have ever made. I've been wanting to do it for a while, like since before the youth beach trip. Aaron was offered to baptize people in the ocean, and I was just like, yeah, like I feel like that'd be cool, but I just don't know if I want to do it now. And then I thought about it in Santiago, and I was like, maybe. And then I came back, and the pastor was talking one Sunday, and I was just like, I got to do it. And so I walked up to him, and I was like, I want to get rebaptized. And he was like, that's awesome. And so then I waited until the end of the month of fasting, and I got rebaptized.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Congratulations.
So this was a premeditated – I mean, you obviously, like you said, you had been thinking mm-hmm. about it, but it wasn't like you knew going in that day that or that night you were going to get baptized.
Yes, it was. It was exactly like that.
It was a planned, pre-planned thing, or it was a spur of the moment thing?
Oh, yeah. I had a countdown on my calendar and on my hand. I was so ready for it.
Okay, yeah.
And because the parentals got to be there for it as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. I texted him a couple times throughout the month, and I was just like, just a reminder, like, hey, I really hope you guys could be there. And they were, and my dad and mom both baptized me, and it was so special, and I'm so glad that they got to be there.
I know your video was mm-hmm. was a tearjerker. It was great being able to kind of see your parents up there with you as you're getting baptized, and it was something that I definitely enjoyed watching. So thanks for sharing
that.
Oh,
yeah, I loved it. I was like, wow, because I didn't know until I saw the post, and then I'm glad to hear about it now.
I mean, I was just glad to see that means that you're finally professing your faith in Jesus. I've been a little nervous about it. So when I saw that, I felt so much better. What a relief.
You know, we all have our struggles, but yeah. we're glad you decided, Emily.
I mean, like, I was baptized in fifth grade after the missions trip, and I think that it was just like I was on a high from the missions trip, and somebody was like, do you want to get baptized? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? But I didn't really know what it meant. And my brother, Hunter, got rebaptized with me too. And so that was like, he got baptized with me when I was in fifth grade. So like that was super special. But I don't really think I knew what it meant. And I didn't really know where I was as a Christian yet and all that jazz. So I was glad that I got the opportunity to profess that and freedom and public and all this sorts of stuff surrounded by family and friends. It was awesome.
I think that's awesome that you're able to kind of realize that, because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, especially growing up in church, like you and me and a bunch of us here,
sure.
It's like we decide to get like baptized when we're like super young. And so we mm-hmm. think that's like, oh, that's a fun thing to do. Yeah. And so, but a lot of people realize, like, especially when we're young, like when we are mm-hmm. in the fifth grade, we don't realize the importance of it. And so I feel like if there's people out there that are listening right now
yeah.
that feel like they you've gotten baptized before, maybe when you were really little, but you feel like you need to be baptized again, it's okay to be baptized again if you feel like you need to
sure.
publicly declare
oh, yeah.
that, because you've changed so much from going to fifth grade up until like to
for
when we're like
sure.
adult.
Yeah.
To adult.
Yeah.
It changed so
there's a middle
and
school and high
so
school
much.
Phase there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, because I got baptized in fourth grade, and I'll say a lot has changed. And, you know, I would hope to be baptized in the future as well. So.
Yeah.
Again.
The smart mouth increased since fourth grade, too, didn't it, Emily?
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
He said, what's that supposed to mean?
What's
well, you know what it's supposed
to mean.
Come on, we all know. We all know.
He's the one that
right?
wrote April Fool's on that paper. It's his fault.
What?
Say that again.
What?
Casey's the one that wrote April Fool's on that paper. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's okay. My smart mouth has increased since fourth grade, too, so we can all say we're about equals here.
I'm sure there's
so.
Lots of smart mouth in this entire room. Let's
oh,
be
yeah.
honest.
Like,
yeah.
if we weren't
yeah,
on camera, I'd
much.
Probably be a bit more
sarcastic. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, Landon's the angel.
Oh, now Landon's about to strike now.
I didn't say it. I did not say
don't,
it.
Don't burn
that was my smart mouth. I'm sorry.
Emily, would you like to stay on board while we ask Cole 5 random questions?
Of course I would.
Excellent.
Yes, awesome.
Excellent. Okay. So, Cole, now you had a little taste of 5 random questions when you joined, I believe it was...
The 15-minute show.
Was it Jordan?
Yeah.
Was it Jordan? Or was it Brandon?
It was Brandon.
Brandon and Jordan, wasn't it?
No, Jordan never made it.
Just Jordan was playing guitar.
It was just Brandon.
But then we had a little... I had a thing later with both the Santley brothers, and they asked me questions.
Right. Which was a great show, by the way.
Oh,
amazing show.
Yeah, I felt good about it.
It was. It was a great show. So, Cole, yeah, so you were on the famous 15-minute episode,
mm-hmm.
which was really good. So it was a very, very, very abbreviated show. So we feel like you didn't get justice. So we're going to do 5 random questions just with you. Of course, Landon will be here. Emily will be here. Emily, we could make history to Emily and Landon, would y'all like to each ask Cole a random question?
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Emily,
we're
would
gonna,
you
gonna let the guests ask the guests.
Emily, would you like to ask Cole a random question when it's your turn?
Yes, of course.
Awesome.
Right on.
Okay. So we always start off, Cole, with Casey. Casey always gets to go first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we will go in this order. We will go Casey. I will then go number 2. Then we'll let Landon go number 3. And we all know that once you 3 is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that,
this.
That, you call it the hump question because that's when you're judged most.
It really
it's
is.
It's okay after that.
Yeah,
it's all
so we'll
downhill.
Go, yeah, so
and we'll, then you'll go to Emily.
Yeah, Emily will be number 4.
Yeah.
How about, yeah, and then Casey always does 5.
Okay. Then
Casey
Casey gets two.
And so that's going to where it's going to go. So, Casey, here, start us off with question number 1.
Okay.
And you
got to
eat
this mic. Yeah, I will let you know since you didn't get the full taste last time and also you were late.
No, that's not
show.
My fault.
Okay, it's okay. Anyway, we decided to kick it up a notch because you're special.
Woo.
And you're supporting Conclave, so you got to really, like with the Conclave shirt, so you got to have good answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better have good questions.
Oh,
first,
that's what I'm talking about.
Trust me.
Oh, that's
my
scary.
First question
yeah,
is,
here we go. This could be a really great episode.
What kind of cult would you like to start?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
What kind of cult would I like
to start?
Yes.
If you were to start a cult. What would that cult
not
do?
Not counting Conclave Radio. Conclave. Because
no,
people say, Pastor Mike
cult.
Says that
we,
we're
we
a cult.
We have had cult conversation there.
He says that we're a cult.
In
and
the
I,
secondary.
I try to tell Pastor Mike we're not a cult. We're a following. We're a movement.
Mm-hmm.
We're a movement. We're not a cult. We're a movement. All right, go ahead.
This is a big decision. It could change the future, Cole.
Well, yes, the cults are not something that I, you know, normally discuss.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm feeling kind of dark for this one. I think I would go... have you ever seen the show The Following?
I have not.
I would go that cult route where it was basically just a psychotic literature teacher who managed to convince 50 to 100 students to follow him, and he just made them carry out all of the deeds that he didn't feel like doing himself.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense. That would be me as a teacher. I wouldn't call it a cult, though. I would just call them teacher's pets.
Would you call it a movement?
Would I call it a movement, just making all the students? I would just call it a club.
A club.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right.
School term.
All right. So one
club.
Thing. Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. That was a good answer. Okay. If you found out that there was a product that they were going to discontinue, I have this fear a lot about certain products that I like drinks and stuff like that. If you found there was a product that they were going to completely discontinue and you knew you better go to the store right now and stockpile, what would that item be? Now, it has to be some type of food or drink, I think is what I'm looking for. Okay.
Probably IBC root beer.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's a good
glass bottle
so
glass bottle specifically.
Yes.
Okay. Go on about that. What is this? Now, is this like an everyday drink for you? Once a week?
I usually buy. It comes in like a 6-pack of it, I believe.
Okay.
So I normally get, or it's either a 4 or 6. I normally
it's
get
six.
Like 2 to 3.
Okay.
Oh.
A week.
Nice. Okay.
It's like all me and my buddy drink.
Oh, right on. I haven't had one in so long, but that used to be my drink too.
It is better in the glass bottle.
I'm back to either Mountain Dew or Monster Energy, which is not healthy.
But what kind of Mountain Dew?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
I like them.
You would say Mountain Dew, Casey. You love Mountain Dew.
I know. I would say Mountain Dew, but I love the regular. The regular is where it's at, and I have not tried the ice yet.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's like a better
spot. Good. It's better to be normal.
Yeah. Oh, she said it's better to be normal.
It is better to be normal. I would do the normal.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not normal, so but I do like normal.
I mean, neither am I, but like, come on. When it comes to drinks, you have to do at least one thing normal.
I guess so. I guess there's one thing I have to do normal.
Okay. What would you do, Landon? What would your if you had to stockpile on something, what would you do? Like if you found out they're gonna get rid of whatever, what is that you're going for?
Probably Sprite.
You're a big Sprite person.
Sprite. Did someone else say Sprite?
No, we said Mountain Dew Ice is a better Sprite.
Sprite. Sprite, most definitely.
Okay, question three, Landon Jones, fire away for our special guest Cole Hughes.
All right. So Cole, there are a ton of states. Yes.
Yeah.
A ton of states.
A total 50.
I think 50 states.
Yeah. Almost 51.
There's a lot of food in the world.
Ooh.
There's a lot of food in the world.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about a specific state, the heart of Dixie,
okay.
Alabama.
Okay.
Oh, woo-hoo! Well done.
I think we all know that state. Okay. Now, if the state of Alabama were represented by a food, what food would Alabama be represented by?
Oh. Isn't it fun we're asking Cole the food questions when every week before Conclave, we all have to remind him not to eat before? Don't you think it's fine that you're getting the food questions?
Know,
but, I'm just sad because it's making me hungry.
Yeah, we all must be. We
I didn't eat
before
be hungry. I didn't eat before so we'll take a Conclave outing.
Okay. I think it would just have to be like barbecue or steak.
Barbecue or steak?
That's a very southern food.
But what type of barbecue?
That's true. Right. That's a good
like pulled pork?
Yeah,
Boston
pulled pork.
Pork.
Yeah, I'd agree with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so barbecue or steak?
Yeah.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I can go from medium rare all the
every
way
now,
to well done.
Every now and then you got to get a little bloody, but every now and then.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I like the way you said
it. Medium well.
I'm a medium well kind of guy. I like just enough pink.
Well, I mean, last weekend, me and my buddies had a guy's night, and we just all had steak, sausage, and potatoes.
I wish.
Did y'all get invited to the guy's night?
No, I don't think
no,
I didn't. I didn't either. Well, do y'all want an invite next time?
Yes. I didn't get an invite. Come on.
Emily, you want
to
come?
Emily, you can
come
to guy's night.
I'm coming. I'll drive down to that.
No, yeah.
She'll drive down just
watch
that.
Me. I'm
all
holding
right.
My breath, Emily. See? All right, so that was three. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. You've got two more questions.
Well, I have to say.
But let's be honest, we're all waiting for question four.
Yeah.
All right, Emily, let's make sure we give the earpiece to Cole there. Cole, all right, Emily, ask Cole question number four of random question segment.
What do you mean you're all waiting for question four?
Because you're number four, so we're all curious about what you're going to ask, clearly.
Why? Number three is supposed to be the big one.
Three
was the big
but
one.
But this is the first time we've ever had someone over the phone ask a random question
yes.
to the guest.
So it's for technological
okay.
reasons, the big one.
Clearly,
okay.
Emily.
Clearly. Okay, Cole Hughes. Let's see here. I'm still looking, man. There's so many weird questions on this website.
The anticipation is killing me.
It's not like I gave you plenty of time to find a question, Emily. It's not like we just gave you oodles and oodles of time to find a question. I think you could come up with something good
hold
for Cole.
On. How much time do you have left in the show? How much time
we only have 10 minutes and 20 seconds left on this show for
in
two
her defense,
more questions.
There are a lot of random questions in the world.
It's true. Man, I'm telling you, this is spectacular.
It's got to be great.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm afraid to answer this one.
Listen to me. I do not want it to be like a weird question or like a bad question. And knowing you guys, it could totally be a bad question, even if I think
there
it's
are
great.
No bad questions, just bad people.
Okay.
Have you seen that commercial with the ask bad questions?
No,
no.
I can't remember.
All right,
what
I got it.
Commercial.
Oh, she's,
oh,
got,
she's
it.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go.
What makes you special and unique?
All right, so the question for the viewers is what, Cole, what makes you special and unique?
It's his glasses.
I can name a couple.
That scares me. I don't know. I don't feel unique. I'm just like the quiet kid in the back of the room.
That's not suffice. That doesn't suffice. Pick something about yourself. What makes you special?
They're not quiet when I'm around you.
I know.
Oh. Tell us about your shoe collection.
Yes.
I
was thinking about that also.
Oh, man. That'll be the first episode
it has
of
dropped down
Cribs.
Recently.
Dropped down to what? 100?
Did you get rid of some of your shoes?
No, I can't fit some of them anymore.
Oh.
So I still have them. They're just like all in boxes in my closet.
We talked about this 10, 10 and a half, Cole. You know, the person you're sitting beside is a 10, 10 and a half.
So am I.
You are?
Yeah, I am.
So you want to
start? We all have the same size.
Give me your shoes. No. Me and Cole's already talked. I got them. I officially called them. He knows.
Okay, who here likes Vans, Converse, or Jordans?
Jordan.
Vans. I'll take the Vans.
You can give them the Vans and the Converse.
I'll take shoes. All right.
All right, so tell us about your shoe collection, if that's what you want to talk about.
So I have a very serious problem when it comes to shoes. I have everything from Nikes to Adidas to Vans, Jordans, Converse.
Wow, huge fan.
Timberland. I have different styles of boots and flip-flops. I got a thing for flip-flops.
So do you have
too.
A separate closet for your shoes? Because I feel like you'd need one to fit all those shoes in there.
Yeah, most of my clothes aren't hung up. They're like all in drawers everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the closet
has
a shoe rack on bottom. I have shoes stacked up top. I have shoe boxes stacked up on the side walls.
One day, Cole, you're going to have like a room dedicated to shoes, and each pair is just going to have like its own display, and it's going to be rotating.
What kind of job do you imagine me having?
I don't know, but I see it
in work
your future.
Whatever that is, please.
How many pair of shoes do you own?
Right now? 70 to 80.
Lord.
Well, that's why.
Amazing.
But that's like
gold.
That's
like
counting like random flip flops and stuff
uh-huh.
that I have.
That's why
I
we
guess
want.
I have about 9, but that's all right.
That's why we talked about doing Conclave TV. Doing a Conclave
TV
at Cole's house. Yeah, on our
YouTube
channel. We're going to do like Cribs, but do just for Cole's shoe collection because we think that'd be awesome.
The first episode of Conclave Cribs will be his
exactly.
His
great question, Emily. All right, so you're at the fifth question.
All
Casey
right.
gets
that,
to close
back
it
to
out.
Me. It's a full
here
circle.
Here we go.
Hello. Okay. hello. Or hello? Is it hello?
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, what would you consider? I almost said that wrong. What used to be considered trashy, but is now very classy? Emily says.
Considered trashy by who?
Well, by you. This is
by
your
you.
Standard.
This is your question.
By whom? Yeah.
What do you think was trashy and now classy?
So many ways to answer that.
So many different trashy but now classy things.
That's true.
Well, see, I grew up kind of in trashy areas.
Okay.
And now looking at it differently. Like,
we don't have to worry about anybody else's answer. You just give us your answer.
Like, I grew up thinking that, like, all the people who had, like, the old broke-down cars in their yard were super trashy. And now I go back and look at it, and I'm like, nah, that dude's a baller. Like, he's got, like, three plastic Mustangs.
That's a playground to me.
That's the only kind of thing I thought was trashy as a kid, and now I'm like, no, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, it looks like a restoration project. And
that's what about like a trend that is like come back around? Because some of those trends can be a little bit trashy.
Yeah, or a fashion style.
Yeah.
And you're a trendy guy, Cole.
You are.
With
trendy,
all your
with
shoes.
All
and...
pairs of
shoes.
Yeah, you're a trendy guy.
You know what's good.
Well, also, yeah, growing up, all the like white kids who wore Jordans and all that, they were always considered the trashy ones at school. And then nowadays, like a white kid comes walking in with like a pair of like original Jordan 1s, like the Chicago colorway. It's like, oh.
What are those?
Yeah.
Kids cool.
It almost seems like everyone's wearing them. Those Vans are Converse. Apparently, you know what's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my kid, we have bought him. You know, he's always liked basketball shoes, and but it was like he's rough on his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll go to school, go to the playground, recess, and his shoes are like destroyed in a month, right?
Yeah.
So he got some new Kyrie Irving shoes.
Yep.
Okay. From one of his grandparents. And so he wore them. He's taking good care of them. But he's like, you know what? I also want a pair of LeBrons.
So he went and bought
a pair of LeBrons with his own money.
And this is
what I watch the boy do almost nightly. He goes into the laundry room and cleans them with a washcloth.
Gotta clean.
I have been very impressed.
I have like a running pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
and then like a pair of shoes that I wear out.
Yep.
Your whatever pair. Maybe.
Yeah, my whatever pair. Yeah.
Well, good job, Cole. Great job. That was a splendid job by you. We are almost at the end of our show here.
Yeah.
Emily, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your support. We miss you. We're ready to see you in about a week, right?
Yeah.
You're coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're coming home in about 7 or 8 days, right?
So the thing about that, it's okay.
We'll see you when you come home, Emily. And you'll be able to visit the conclave and listen to Clint's great golden voice again.
That's right. We miss you, Emily.
We will welcome you back.
I miss you guys too.
Yes, we're ready to see you. But we are appreciative of you wearing the Conclave merch
mm-hmm.
at Lipscomb.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Every time I wear it,
awesome
I think about you guys.
Yes. Cole, thank you for joining us also. You did a great job.
Yes,
we appreciate you helping us out.
Landon, thank you for joining
us
today.
Much thanks.
Great to be back.
You're welcome anytime. So we want to see everybody Sunday night at Conclave, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some good food. We're going to have some good worship. I'm going to talk to us. So we'll get it ready. And then, of course, the following week, as we've talked about, Haley Houston is joining us. We can't wait for that. Yes. So as we get ready to close, Casey, tell everyone out there that's watching us, that's listening on the podcast, of course, how they can connect with us here at Conclave and Conclave Radio.
Of course. Well, if you're in the Alabama metropolitan area, we always have Conclave at Metropolitan Church of God at 6 on Sundays. But if you're not in the area, that's okay. We're on, like, all kinds of social media. Netflix. I don't know why. We're on
that
Netflix.
Would be fun.
Netflix show, hey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Conclave Crib. Instagram is Conclave_Metro. Anything else is Conclave Metro. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook.
We're on YouTube.
And we're sponsored.
Go follow Conquer_Lifestyle. Or
conquerlifestyle.com.
Or get anything. We're glad that we could finally be sponsored and that we can sponsor the show and advertise it all. And I think that's a pretty good wrap up to episode 20.
Wow.
Episode 20.
Woo-hoo!
We always stay together. Ready?
So we're ready to see. We'll talk to you. That's right.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you all next week on episode 21 of
Conclave Radio.